Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity.
You are now listening live to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, healing, and holistic, from a Pan-African Hudu world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Thursday, December 1st, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hudu Central, in the legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hudu Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. So do continue to join me here live each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time, and always in archive at your leisure and convenience from this enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to be forward with you momentarily. And we do have a very special guest with us today, representing Spoken Word, New Orleans. And I will just take one brief intermission, and then I will be forward today with our guest, who is indeed on a schedule, and I don't want to keep him on hold. I think he's going to be with us for right about an hour. So I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I want to welcome those who are present now with us live in the Blog Talk Radio chat. Also those who are listening by way of the remote players at Facebook, Multiply, Hi5, my website, the various 335-something social networking sites where the plug-in is available. We indeed do welcome and honor you and your time and your sacred presence here with us today on the Power Lunch at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time with the Divine Prince, Hudu Secrets and Recipes. Again, today we're having a very special guest, Spoken Word New Orleans, who will be bringing powerful, creative, intelligent, spiritual, edifying, political word, if you will, spoken word, after this brief intermission. So, beloved, locally, as well as those who are listening, I will be forward with you right after this short song. All is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle.
Ya ko mazayuto na ne abemi. Ya ko mazayuto na ne.
Beloved, I tried to find your website. I don't know what I did with the link, and I just sent you a message on Facebook, so I'm assuming you're not on there right now. But your mic is open, and
okay.
I want to properly introduce you, but I didn't have my materials in front of me.
All right.
So please, first give us your website and then introduce yourself.
Peace and blessings to everybody. Bismillah, rock my name. My name is Lionel King. I am the owner and producer of SpokenWordNewOrleans.com. We produce a weekly poetry show here in the city of New Orleans every Friday night at 2513 Bayou Road at the Red Star Gallery.
We most certainly give thanks for that. And how long has this event been going on?
This event has been going on locally here for the last 3 months now. I've been a poet in the city since I was about 15 years old, and before the storm, you know, everything that we speak about as New Orleans is pre-Katrina and post-Katrina. So
right.
Pre-Katrina,
right.
we had a huge community of spoken word artists here in the city, a good 30 to 40 individuals who were a part of the scene. Every night we would have pre-Katrina, we had about five spots out of 7 days, so we had five night weekly spots, 5 days a week
mm-hmm.
before the storm, and then after the storm we had some rebuilding to do. I had the first open mic poetry night at Club Dreams,
yeah.
Started that in December 2005, and then for a while there I took a break and got married, made some babies, and now I'm back.
Give thanks. So we most certainly appreciate you, and as a board member and active member of Congo Square Preservation Society, I truly understand the challenge that you speak of, pre-Katrina versus post-Katrina. And many of these communities and their various sub-communities, if you will, have been scattered and are still displaced to a great deal even to today. And those who are outside of the city often are not aware of that. So I greatly do appreciate you bringing that to the forefront today for us and with us. Are there any other community-related activities that you all do besides the weekly performance?
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. For the last few months, we've been doing a food drive for our people who are internally displaced, like I like to call them, who are here but they don't have any place to eat. You know, this is kind of I like to say we're rebuilding the village, the village mentality, taking care of our own. So we've been doing a food drive, and starting December 10th at 9 a.m. at 1238 Masjid Rahim.
Slow down for me, brother. December 10th.
At 9 a.m. at 1238 North Johnson.
1238
North Johnson.
North Johnson. Okay.
You guys, excuse me. I talk real fast. You guys, sometimes I speak faster. I mean, I think faster than I speak. But at 1238 North Johnson, Masjid Rahim, we'll have a free children's breakfast program. And that's going to take place throughout the month of December, and hopefully we can make it year-round. We're working on some things now to ensure that we'll have enough financial backing and support to have it year-round.
Right. Now, where can people contact you and send donations?
SpokenWordNewOrleans.com. I ask that no one send any money. We need grits. We need eggs, paper plates, juice, juices, potatoes. We don't want to accept any money. We want the community to really support in terms of the actual items needed for the babies to eat. It's for children 13 and under. We'll also have my wife and a few of the sisters from the mosque will be reading stories to the kids, and they have a basketball goal for the older children so they can play. And like I said, it's from 9 to 11, just showing the youth that there are people in this community that really care about them, that want the best for them, and that we're going to embrace them and we're going to help support them. Now, I remember as a child, the Catholic missionaries would come through the neighborhood and they would assist us with homework and reading and stuff like that. That's something I remember to this day at 32 years old, and I want to have that same impact on someone's life, you know?
Yes, that's powerful and profound. And let me do say, I did visit the site, and I noticed we won't accept money. That jumped out at me.
Right.
I think that's a very powerful marketing tool, but it's also very powerful in the message that you're sending, that we want people to contribute actively things that are of use, and to teach that to our youth, who are often in this society led to believe that everything is about money.
Right.
So I think that's a very powerful message.
Absolutely. Like, it's easy to write a check for $25 and say you've done your part, but your time is invaluable, you know, and it takes some time to go to the store and buy those grits. And once you buy them, you know, you're dropping them off and stuff like that. So whereas we would appreciate money or whatever have you, we want more of people capital. You know, we want people capital and time invested into the Children's Breakfast Program.
And I'm going to take just a momentary intermission, brother. I know you're on a time schedule.
And we will
be back with more from Brother King and his mission with the Spoken Word New Orleans. I also wanted to talk more, as we discussed yesterday, about some of your personal endeavors with your wife and the counseling. I think that also is a message that needs to be heard and presented to the community today. So we will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings. Again, I am truly honored for those who are present in the live chat, as well as those who are listening by way of the remote players. The brother will be offering us some spoken word today also, along with the powerful messages about his ministry and what he's doing at the grassroots level, if you will, in the community through the Masjid Rahim. So we will be forward momentarily. Again, all is indeed a blessing. Ashe, Fungi Alafia Ashe, as we chant in Congo Square each and every Sunday afternoon, approximately 2 to 4 p.m. in our community grassroots building, healing, ceremonial, ancestral gathering each and every Sunday afternoon in the newly opened Armstrong Park in the historic Congo Square. This gathering has been taking place historically for more than 250 years, even before the signing of the Louisiana Purchase. And we, under the guise of Baba Luther Gray and Mama Jamila and Minhati and Sula and Marcus Akinlana and Baba Gino and many, many others, gather each and every Sunday in Congo Square to keep up this spiritual tradition and gathering, and we indeed invite you to be a part of that that history-making event each and every Sunday afternoon. We will also gather, particularly in inclement weather, across the street at the Mardi Gras Indian Gallery, an African cuisine restaurant owned and operated by Brother Shaka and his wife Naima Zulu on Rampart Street. So we invite you to be a part of our Congo Square gathering, to join our both our Congo Square page on Facebook and our Congo Square fan page, as well as our YouTube channel. And we indeed are still inviting you to be a part of our open membership, international membership drive, which is now taking place, and more information can be found on the Congo Square Preservation Society Facebook page to become a part of that endeavor. And that is www.facebook.com/Congo Square New Orleans, Louisiana. It is spelled out, and then click the info tab. You can, of course, contact me or even Baba Luther Gray directly via Facebook for more information. We most certainly do appreciate you. We are going to go back now to our very special guest, who's doing profound things along with Masjid Rahim, as well as the spoken word New Orleans. But brother, I would also like for you to talk about your online case management services. When I indeed looked at that, I found that to be as profound, if not more profound, than the other work that you are doing, particularly being led by an active spiritual brother such as yourself. And if you will, I think we would be remiss to not share what you're doing there and a way for people to also connect with you.
All right. No problem. The website, there's The King Services, LAKING services.com, and it's something that my wife and I put together. By profession, I'm a counselor, and I work with the state of Louisiana on with children with behavioral and emotional problems. But I find that more than behavior emotional problems, or before you can actually address the behavior and emotional problems, you have to address the concrete needs of the family. You know, the mother or the father may be suffering from, not suffering, but maybe unemployed, or they don't have the lights on in the house. You can't really do much counseling in the dark, you know.
That's right.
So
that's right.
So what we decided to do is to make it easier for actually case managers or counselors or social service counselors to be able to address the concrete needs of the community. So we put together a website in which all the resources that I knew of were kind of just at your fingertips. If you needed an educational resource, GED classes, you could just make one click and it'll lead you to a website where you can enroll into a GED class. If you need assistance with your light bill, you can one click. You may get led to TCA, Total Community Action, and in order to get some assistance with your light bill, just to kind of put all these resources together in one spot and make it easier for those who are servicing the community to serve, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what we do with that. I mean, I was raised by my mother and father, who told me, you know, if you have anything, you have if you have a knowledge or if you have some finances or whatever, it's your duty to give back and try to do for your people who are less fortunate. God only blesses you so that you may be a blessing to someone else. So
that's just the way
my wife and I attempt to live our lives, you know.
And it's not to sort of help you along there. It's not to absorb or absolve, if you will, the government or the city or the churches or other religious organizations from doing their part. But I think many of these gaps in our community can be filled by people within the community who already have these skills, these resources, maybe even just through the knowledge and know where to go and where to send people to access these things. You're providing educational resources, employment, community support, health services, housing, transportation, and you're operating within the Orleans, Jefferson, and St. Bernard parishes.
Absolutely, because that's the parishes which I serve as a counselor. So I put together, like I said, some resources that I already had at my disposal, and I decided to not just offer them to my immediate clients, but to offer them to the entire city, to the village, as I like to call it, the village.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So let's get back to your spoken word New Orleans site. And I'm on the site now, and I'm looking, and I'm noticing you also have a lot of artwork there. Are you involved in the artwork?
Well, the Friday night open mic takes place at the Red Star Art Gallery, owned by Sister Gina Brunel. It's a beautiful spot, and she has all these fantastic artists. I believe Joe Parker is the featured artist this for the time being now. She has a lot of these beautiful artists.
Brother, I'm sorry. Give me the name of the business and the owner again so I can write that down.
That's Gina Brunel.
Gina Brunel, okay.
Yeah, and it's the Red Star Gallery.
The Red Star, I've heard of that, Star Gallery. Yeah. And that's at the 1238 North Johnson?
No, that's the Masjid. The Red Star Gallery is 2513 Bayou Road.
Oh, that's right, 2513 Bayou Road.
2513 Bayou Road.
Okay.
So she's responsible for all of that beautiful artwork that you kind of see in the background on the videos. And as well as my wife and I, we have a good friend of ours who's from Ghana, and we have some silk mosaics that we also display throughout the city when we get a chance to. So that's something else that maybe we want to look into.
That's wonderful. Absolutely, absolutely. And it's your spoken word is weekly on Fridays at 9 p.m.
Right.
$5 with college ID, $7 without.
Right, and let me say this now. It is $5 with the college ID or $5 with a breakfast item like grits, water, bread, plastic plates, and stuff like that, you know, it's my way of enticing the community to, you know, instead of paying $7, you can go buy a gallon of water, which costs you 98 cents, and you at least get a dollar discount, you know, at the show. It's my way of engaging the community to, and it's not engaging, it's helping to, I'm at a loss of words now, it's helping to, incentive, it's the incentive.
Right. An incentive and a motivator to get people to sort of step up and participate.
Absolutely. And most of our audience on Friday is a lot of college students, so it helps get them involved in the community. It helps them to say, man, I'm really a part of something. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention before the shows on Friday at 8 o'clock, we have a Stop the Violence meeting in which a group of our brothers and sisters come together, and we're discussing ways to curb the violence in the city, and we have some wonderful ideas that we'll be rolling out pretty soon here to get with the youth and to get them to put the guns down and also give them alternatives to drug dealing and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
some stuff that we're working on pretty soon.
Yeah, that's powerfully needed. It's one thing for us to tell our young people to behave, but then to not model for them or demonstrate or even sometimes hand instruct them on how to create a legitimate income. And I'm not necessarily a job advocate. I think particularly in this city, We have too many people who are creative artists, musicians, self-employed, business owners who have created employment, if you will, for themselves. And we need to pass that along to young people. We make a concerted effort to do that in Congress Square as well. And before I forget, you have an open invitation also, personally as well as others, to come in and share a spoken word with us on Sundays in Congress Square.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll probably be there this Sunday.
Yeah, we have a mic and an amplifier, and of course we invite you to bring drums and rhythm instruments and things of that nature just sort of be a part. It's a mosaic of art that goes on there. Monica McIntyre brings her cello and her guitar out, and we have an electric guitarist, Born Wise, who's also a spoken word artist, comes out and might play various instruments. And we've had a few rappers come and actually do videos in Congo Square with us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we invite you to also be a part of that.
That's wonderful.
So
I'll be there this Sunday.
We'll be definitely saving a space for you in Congo Square.
So
you're going to share some spoken word with us today?
That's no problem. Here's the poem that I call the positive piece, and it's pretty much simple, and it's pretty much how I choose to live my life, and it's a poem that I read to my son nightly. It goes, pray, honor thy mother, father, raise your sons and daughters, eat healthy, drink water, seek knowledge, wisdom, understanding, in that order. Read, watch the words you speak to your seeds, their brains are like recorders. Self-mastery and discipline, the rules of the warrior. Speak truth, no lies. More fruit, less fries. Early to bed, early to rise. Pray, meditate, exercise. Being a bigger man isn't about size. Stand firm on your word, but know the strength to compromise. Look a man in his eyes. Be humble, patient, and wise. The greatest gifts in life, the mercy of God, the love of a wife, the birth of your seed, eternal life. Words cut deeper than a knife. So speak once, think twice. Praise God, live life. Follow Christ, not religion. If you're man enough to make love, be man enough to make a living. Work for the joy of work and give for the joy of giving. Never hold a man down because you got to stay down with him. Pray, fast, submit, play, laugh, exist. And that's just my positive poem is what I like to call it.
That was great. We most certainly appreciate that. And you read that, you said, to your children every day?
Yeah, I read that to my son every night. It's something that I want him to grow up with. It's certain words in there that I think it'll help make him a better man as he continues to grow.
That's wonderful. Now, did you have another piece?
Yeah, I can let's see what I have for you. Let's see. We're discussing African spirit. I know that you're an African spiritualist. So here's a piece that I wrote on African history, and it's a tad bit long, maybe about 3 minutes. Do I have the time to recite it? Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. It goes, they fed us lies about our history. They said that we were bastards, subhuman, backwards, that we lacked the capacity to achieve, forced us to believe that we were not a part of history. They gave us books filled with myth and mystery. His story, not history. Then used those lies to justify the genocide they committed. Then they lied twice and say they didn't did it. I mean, they say they didn't do it, but truth conquers lies, so here's some prose to prove it. Before 55,000 years ago, every human on the planet was African, even those in Europe. See, the original man was African, Ethiopian to be exact. You know, he was probably a hunter-gatherer and all that. But wait a minute, let's backtrack. How do we know he was black? Because the climate in that region, real hot sun beaming, required skin to produce melanin, which provides protection and pigmentation. Now let's get back. So we started a nation, a civilization, you know. But limited resources means somebody got to go. So the African began to migrate, setting up civilizations and states like Nubia, then Egypt, then the African spread eastward to the southern tip of Asia. And what I'm going to say next is about to amaze you. Presently, there are 100 million Africans in Asia. Then the African crossed the Strait of Gibraltar into modern-day Spain. Adaptation began to take place due to climate change. By the time the African reached Russia, he was met with an ice age. His nose began to elongate. His skin lost shade. In order to survive, the genetics began to mutate. Satan create the pale face since the birth of a new race. Now let's get back to our birthplace. Ethiopia, at that time, was considered the home of God according to Egyptian pharaoh Akhenaten. You know, Akhenaten. He was the husband of Nefertiti, the father of Tut. He believed that Ethiopia was the genesis of all and spoke of it as such. Well, what's up with Europe? At that time, not much. They were still pre-literate and stuff, but they were trying to come up. They had Homer with the Iliad and the Odyssey. At that time, Egypt was on its 24th dynasty. According to Dr. John Henry Clark, at that point, Africans had ruled the world for millennia, you know, from the start. Created mathematics by aligning the stars on the charts. We built the pyramid and the Sphinx with African features distinct, wide nose, big lips, and what's crazy about this? They'd rather believe that aliens did this from outer space than to believe that Africans could create. Now, that's just hate. But back then, they did appreciate. They appreciated our science, our philosophy, our ability to build the empire state. In fact, they appreciated so much they began to replicate. There's no denying the influence of Africans on ancient Greece. Just look at the oldest European civilization on Earth. Crete. What that's at? Greece. We taught them everything from arithmetic to politics, you know, help them get on their feet. We set up universities for them and started to teach. See, we already knew the science. To them, it was all Greek. With the rise of the Abrahamic religions, Africans became the first Jews, Muslims, and Christians. You need proof? All right. See, Abraham was a Mesopotamian turned Canaanite. Genesis 10:28, a direct descendant of Sheba, which is present-day Ethiopia and Eritrea. Through his son Ishmael, we get Islam and Ishmaelites. Through his son Isaac, we get Judaism and Israelites, the bloodline of Christ. By the way, none of these people are white. They are either black or blacker. These are the facts that factor into our being. We came into being long before the European was off all fours. Explored American shores. Read they came before Columbus and how the Native Americans spoke of the black people among us. I mean, amongst them. We are the sons of God. I mean, his next of kin. We must explore our history and know what it means to be an African. Research your history. Here's what you should do. Learn about Ghana, Mali, Mansa Musa, Timbuktu, Imhotep, Isis, and Osiris. We wrote the first med surgical textbooks known today as the Edward Smith Papyrus, written in the 19th century B.C. We are the original originators. Now, that's our history. So that's my African history piece.
That was really, really powerful.
Thank
really
you,
powerful. Yes, indeed.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So that's the type of work that we try to promote at the open mic. Now, I don't want to get it twisted and make my European brothers and sisters feel, you know, isolated. It's just that particular poem speaks on our history and as it relates to who we are as a people today. But we're trying to build a village. And sometimes we have to go back into our history and discover who we are and what we are, and more importantly, whose we are, like they say in the church, whose we are. And to really get a proper mindset to move forward with rebuilding this village.
Ashe. And do you encourage, I'm sure you do, the children and the young people
you
work with to write?
Right. And in fact, we have a family poetry night once a month in which we encourage our regulars to bring their children out and let the babies read and share with us because they have profound words and feelings that they really need to let us know. Sometimes we can learn more. In fact, not sometimes, most of the time, we learn more from our babies than we could ever learn from each other. The babies have vision. You know, the Bible talks about the child will lead. We have to listen to our children, so we have family poetry night once a month. We encourage, you know, babies to come out and participate.
And what day is that on?
It's once a month. This month it'll be the Friday before Christmas because we're going to do a Christmas potluck or a holiday potluck. I mean,
that same
they'll
night.
Feed the people that same night. So we're going to ask people to bring out, you know, turkey, dressing, or whatever they have to help feed the people. Like I said, we're building a village here. We're trying to rebuild the village and where people, and nothing brings people together like food, especially New Orleanians. We like to eat.
Yeah.
You know, I got some Manchus in my hand right now, so we like to eat, you know. So and every Friday night, you know, it's free food at the show because, once again, nothing brings people together like food. And knowing, and nothing makes people feel more at home than when they have a chicken wing in their hand and a good conversation, and everyone is addressing them as brother or sister.
Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but how do you normally get the word out about your events? We would like to be a part of that, but also want to know how you're now presently getting that word out.
Initially, I did radio ads. I have a Facebook page, about 4,000 friends or whatever have you. But initially, like I said, I was doing radio ads, flyers. But right now, we're kind of running on word of mouth. I mean, every Friday, we seem to have a decent amount of people who show up. And, you know, it's not the same people every week, but it's the same people every month.
Mm-hmm.
So word of mouth is really really how we get the word out. And it is the best advertising. One night I heard a brother, pardon me, I'm going upstairs in my office, but I heard a brother one night step outside of the show, and he had no idea of my affiliation with the show. And he was on the phone, and he was saying, man, I'm not into this poetry stuff. This is my first time. He's like, but I'm enjoying myself. And you see, that type of advertisement that you can't pay for.
Right, that's right. And we most certainly want to help you in that regard. I will be using all of my internet resources to make sure that not only locals are hearing about you, but people in other cities who indeed support projects of this nature, not just with lip service, of course, but real support in resources to help you continue on with what you're doing. You're doing a powerful work in the city.
I personally
believe that more should be aware of what you're doing, and we're going to help you do that.
Man, brother, I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you having me on the show, man. You know, sometimes it's hard when you're trying to do positive things because you don't get much support from people. So any support that I can get, I truly do appreciate it. And anything that I can do for you and your movement, let me know because I'm willing to work.
Sure, and just I know you're at work now, so just give your contact information again, and then we'll let you move forward.
Okay, it's spokenwordneworleans.com, and every Friday night, 2513 Bayou Road, doors open at 9, and the Children's Free Breakfast Program is starting December 10th at 9 a.m. at 1238 North Johnson.
At the Mosque Raheem.
At Masjid Raheem, yes.
Give thanks. We most certainly do appreciate you, beloved. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, brother.
And, of course, that was one of our local activists, artists here in the beautiful, historic, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, representing spoken word New Orleans. And as you know, particularly my regular listeners know that we not only bring you hoodoo, voodoo, and obeya here on this show, but I also want to use the show as a vehicle of promoting other various aspects of this community that I support and feel need to be supported in an overall community effort to rebuild and support this beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. So I greatly appreciate those who stay with me in the chat and listened in on the show, and those who are listening by way of the remote player, and those of you who are now still with me on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will be forward to receive your questions, comments, and concerns momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. Bye.
Haï, Bila Bila, Nda Vasco et Jida. Non, non, mauvais tato, Marele, non, non, mauvais tato.
Bilalo! Thank you.
Aibobo, it is in this divine moment we lose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind that right now which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. We bind despondency. We bind negativity. We bind disease. We bind drunkenness and addictions. We bind all those financially binding ties that many of us find ourselves a party to, particularly at this time of year. And we bind those things and those people which would seek to remove us from our place of authenticity within the realms of spirit. Viper and vampire, hater and perpetrator, Rasta and imposter, fake and Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis, pimp and preachers, armchair revolutionaries, overnight psychic spiritualists, backstabbers, false prophets, fearmongers, strong-armed prophetizers, parasitic politicians, all those who would seek to hinder, harm, and enslave progress, spirit evolution, forward movement. We bind all manner of dangers, seen and unseen, evils known and unknown. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, healing, wellness, joy, and prosperity for immediate revelation and manifestation. We vibrate now with our ascended ancestors, Aguns, Gede, Galede, and all those who've gone on before us in transition and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here and now in this most present moment in time-space. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. Ancestors known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. And may we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we now manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time space and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, to change so-called civilization, to change ourselves as we now know it. I and I and I, even me. As we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, work, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that is pure, that which is authentic, that which is righteous, that which is holistic, that which is healthy and healthful, that which is divine, all blessed, absolute positivity. We now offer water libation for the rebirthing, regeneration, and rebuilding upon that foundation laid by our ancestors in blood, sweat, and tear, in labor, in spirit, in empathy, in sympathy, in work, actual effective work at the community level. We light and illuminate our candle of a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh, sage and rue to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions. Ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection with spirit. So here's the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all ever steady back into light and God consciousness. reminding us that indeed all is truly a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, ever changing, ever shifting, ever creating and recreating. And one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So I ask, I pray, each and every day I affirm divine spirit to bring me into union with you, with myself, with all creation. For we are indeed one body, one entity, one spirit. Remove my water and your water is removed. Remove my air and your air is removed. Contaminate my ground and your ground so too is contaminated. So we are indeed one creation, one entity, one spirit moving forward through time and space. We ask that spirit would remove the obstacles that keep us from the experience of divine presence, my divine presence, your divine presence as it is with us each and every day. Let us be clear in our ability to perceive the light, the voice, the vibration, the guidance of divine presence. Divine presence speaks in a soft, still voice. It will not shout above your ego. It will not shout above your preconceived notions. It will not shout above your prejudices. It will not shout down your ignorance, waiting ever so patiently for us to just acknowledge divine presence from within, from without. For indeed we are all representative of divine presence. So we ask that Spirit would walk with us into our mysteries, replace our fears with faith, knowing, and understanding, giving us the capacity to abide the mysteries put along our paths. I give up the need to know why things happen as they do. I surrender my will to a higher divine will and purpose. Allow me to feel divine presence as much in change and transformation and turbulence as in peace, serenity, and tranquility. Show me the purposes for which I have been born. Align my energy to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges and the challengers that develop the real I. Speed my evolution. Show me things energetically rather than have me always live them out through earth-based karmic law. Let me see by hearing, seeing, sympathizing, empathizing before I manifest by doing. Take away my distractions, my false voices, my illusions and misconceptions, even me, even I. Remove all my blocks, even me. Show me my shadow self and what I'm here to learn in becoming and developing a balanced and conscious being and becoming and re-becoming God. Help me to develop honor, integrity, compassion, creativity, commitment, mercy, harmony, endurance. I call divine spirit back into our present time, space, dimension. There were those who would seek to remove spirit, that would seek to remove God. But I call divine spirit now back into our present time, space, dimension. We unplug our energies from people, places, and things for which we have invested needlessly. And we will no longer finance the past or past negative, unhealthy, unhelpful emotions with our time, energy, and our emotions. We will only build upon that which is advantageous to our best interests. We will only build upon that which is advantageous to spirit, while remembering that all people are here in our lives according to a divine and perfect plan. They are all helping us to fulfill our sacred contract as we are helping them to fulfill theirs. So we bless, we forgive and release those who we perceive as having done us harm, and we forgive and release those who we, and we ask forgiveness and release for those who we may have harmed in any way. And we are thankful for life and just the package that it has come, just as it is unfolding. Thankful for our many teachers, guides, and inspiring people, inspirators, motivators, agitators. We give thanks for you right now, guides and inspiring people in our lives. And may there be divine harmony among us all. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, need, and deed. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me, within me, beside me, before me, divine guides along my way. Through every moment, every event, every emotion of every day, I am now wise, true, patient, kind, and loving too, and all things I am, can do, and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is me, it is within me. I need only still my mind, my ego, the many voices, the many contradictory forces, and just listen to the real me, to the real I. Divine spirit is my health. I cannot be sick. They are my strength unfailing, and I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing, I know no fear, no misunderstanding, no misillusion. The divine truth is life and love, spirit and co-unity. So co-create with me, co-create with me, and it shall be. Ashe. I shall be forward momentarily, remembering that all is indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. My lines are open at area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be with you forward momentarily. Ashe.
Yabaru Asiago, Sumaru Modiae. Yabaru Asiago, Sumaru Modiae. Ativon lek bakre kataouloa. Kataouloa ki mache wawelo.
Yabaru Asiago,
Yabaru Asiago,
Thank you.
Divine, all blessed, all is truly and indeed a blessing. I am thankful and grateful for each and every one, your divine, all blessed, sacred presence here for the power lunch at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Those who are listening by way of the show page, the chat room is closed. Those who are listening by way of phones and all the remote players, I'm truly humbled each and every day, each and every time that you show up and be a part of this listening audience. Each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo Voodoo Secrets with the Divine Prince and Voodoo Priestess Ava K. Jones. Truly all is a blessing. Remembering that you are powerful, loving, and loved, created, creator, child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love, divine math, divine numerology, divine astrology, divine science, here and now manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. And your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your might, your magnificence, your wisdom. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change and transform, you inspire others to change, transform, and to manifest. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us the divine light and spark of your most true and perfected self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and remember with me your perfect light body and consciousness. Remembering that you do have creative allowance to create and recreate the light, the love, the clarity, the environment you need, seek, and desire to heal and move forward. I am because my creators are. All powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. Without beginning or ending, I am eternal, all powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose, for indeed all things work together for those who truly are committed and surrendered and humbled before spirit. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place, and like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. And my life is in divine order as it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, for me, and before me as I release my grip, my illusionary stranglehold of control on life. I am. I do, I be here and now in this present moment under the guise and direction of spirit. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them, I observe them, I accept them. And when problems arise, and they do arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time that I need consciousness. My consciousness is not bound by time or space, and like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators, I am divinely created. I am limitless, all-powerful, open, receptive to all that operates for my good. I am part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete.
Yahoo me, Yahoo me. Every time I see you,
Particularly this time of year when we are celebrating and honoring all of our various holiday traditions, we extend an invitation for you to visit us here at Congo Square Sundays between 2 and 4 p.m. approximately. We have been going much longer with the popularity of what we are doing in Congo Square here in this beautiful, historic, legendary, and enchanted city, most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, for our ancestral rituals, spiritual, drumming, dancing, singing, and chanting, libation pouring, celebratorial, ceremonial, cleansing, offering, grassroots, community, holistic healing, gathering, each and every Sunday afternoon, fungi, alafia, ashe, ashe. We also support dinner with Brother Shaka and Naima Zulu at the Golden Feather Mardi Gras Indian Gallery and African Cuisine Restaurant located at 704 North Rampart Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, Congo Square, Armstrong Park, French Quarter area. Their phone number is 504-266-2339. And in cases of inclement weather or rain, we do still gather for Congo Square on Sundays. We just gather across the street at the Mardi Gras Indian Gallery and Restaurant. So I invite you to be a part of our community locally as well as internationally. We are having our annual and first annual major membership drive for the Congo Square Preservation Society. So I would invite you to join us at facebook.com/Congo Square New Orleans, Louisiana. We can also be found at youtube.com/Congo Square No. And of course, I extend an open invitation for you to continue to join and support and be a part of the Power Lunch at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time each and every day at high noon here on Blog Talk Radio live from New Orleans, Louisiana, with the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hoodoo Obeah Bokor, and of course, our elder voodoo priestess, Ava K. Jones. Until tomorrow, I offer you divine peace and blessings. Ashe. I do.
I've been traveling for so Zero alemae, ima alemae.